Lord's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us once again here on the Refresh Radio Program, 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Like was said in the open, we are here on WMIE, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. We're also broadcast at 10:30 of a morning over on WWBC 1510 AM. There's about three other frequencies that you can find that throughout the county. Let me turn my head here. So 94.7 FM reaches one part of the county. 99.9 FM reaches, I believe, the central part of the county. And 100.7, I believe, reaches the northern part of Brevard County. And that's how you can find the 10:30 broadcast. So you can find my voice in many different places. If none of those times work out, you can log on to WMIEFM.com and click the on-demand or live feature. You can either download it or you can listen to it right there on the spot. It's a great benefit that the radio station has made available for the residents here in Brevard County or around the world. There are people who listen. Someone contacted me that I believe lives out of the area now, and there was a technical issue with the website, and we were able to communicate that with the radio station, and they were able to get it fixed right away. So thank God the gospel goes from Merritt Assembly of God through WMIE, WWBC, and it can reach anywhere in the world that an internet signal is available. What a wonderful time to be alive and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the reasons we are able to do that is the wonderful folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Dan, Treasure, Heaven, and their team are a licensed and insured family business. They are phenomenal at what they do. They love Jesus. They are a huge blessing to the Refresh Radio program. And I think they could be a huge benefit to any project that you are looking at doing outside to improve your landscape area. They've got decades of experience. They've done a number of projects for us. They stay really busy. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is up north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It's on the east side of the road. They're open there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. Treasure Your Landscape's also got 321-749-1432. They have a full array of products. They started off doing a project for me. They resodded my yard. They installed some paver stones in a small area that is now a lot more usable space than what it was before. They redid some of my landscaping. They worked on my irrigation pump and redid some of my irrigation system. They have landscaped the front of Merritt Assembly of God. They have been a huge, huge blessing. They have a full array of products. They installed a putting green for us. And since my office manager retired, if I need someone to talk to, I don't have that. And so I go out there, grab a putter that we have there at the church for some of the young people to use. And I go out there and putt a few golf balls when it's a little bit cool or it's still in the shade, and just try and stretch the mat back a little bit. All of that is stuff that Treasure Your Landscape has done to help make the Refresh Radio program and Merritt Assembly of God work. They can install drains and downspouts. They can install landscape lighting, water features. They can do the design, the planning, the maintenance. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. And they are treasures to Brevard County. And I am so thankful that they are friends. And we look forward to crossing paths with them every chance that we get. So thank you, Dan. Thank you, Treasure and Heaven, and all the team there at Treasure Your Landscape. Second Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20. Going to begin reading at verse 5. Going to pick up on verse number 7 today. It said, "Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you?" That's where we ended yesterday. "Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save." So we talked on yesterday's program that there was a generational covenant relationship that Jehoshaphat and his people of that time were benefiting of. They stood facing these military foes, and in doing so, they stood there reminding themselves that God is God in heaven, that he also rules over the kingdoms of the nations, and that in his hand there is power and might, and no one would be able to withstand God and his plan, his timeline. And I will tell you, things that seemed like there wasn't any possibility that they were going to come to fruition in our lifetime are now very, very present in our day and time. I was having this conversation recently, and it's like, this is not the time to be playing footsie with the devil. This is not the time to be frivolous with your faith or treat your faith as a trivial matter. This is a time in humanity to be serious about the fact that we need Jesus as our individual Savior and Lord. At Merit Assembly of God, we need the blessing and the favor of God. We cannot exist. We cannot thrive without it. This is a time to be very, very serious about the timeline of God. In the twinkling of an eye could come in the twinkling of an eye. And so Jehoshaphat here says, "Are you not our God?" So it wasn't just that they were relying on the fact that God had been the covenant-keeping God of their forefathers, but Jehoshaphat says, "You're not just their God, you're our God, you're my God." And when you walk in covenant with God, you know that every victory you have is a victory that God makes possible. And every challenge that you face is a challenge you do not face alone, but you face with the one who is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in good times, God with us in bad times, God with us in times of peace, and God with us in times of adversity. He says, "Are you not our God? And you drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel." Now, I will point out to you that the Bible says that the reason that those nations were driven out was because of the sin of the people of those lands. They were involved in horrific practices of idolatry and demonic worship, and it came at the expense of human life. And God had promised to Abraham that after his descendants had been in Egypt, that he would bring them back and he would restore them. And so God always has and always will have a plan. And it was him who drove out the enemies. It was him who uprooted the people who were in the land. I mean, marching around Jericho and giving a shout when you're told to shout and the walls come crashing down, they don't have that weapon at Walmart or any other. They don't have it at Home Depot. They don't have it in the Defense Department. That was a spiritual intervention by God. And so all of the different ites that lived there ended up being wiped out or being assigned a different territory. But God said, I've reserved this land for my covenant people. I want you to listen to this. And gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever. Now, I don't know what claim to fame you may aspire to have. You know, there's a joke about three guys, and they were at a funeral for a friend of theirs, and all of a sudden they came face to face with their own mortality, and they began to have this conversation, and the one of them said, well, what do you want people to say at your funeral? And the guy said, well, I'd like them to say that I was a good husband. And the guys nodded and said, that sounds good. They said, well, what do you want them to say at your funeral? And the second guy said, well, I'd like them to say I was a good father. Yeah, that's good too. And they asked the third guy, and they said, what do you want them to say at your funeral? He said, I want to say, look, he moved. We a lot of times people don't want to come to grips with the fact that we all have an appointment with death unless the rapture happens, and then at that point in time we're going to join a very exclusive club. But a great title, I mean, being a father is a great title. Being a husband, a faithful husband, or you know, for the ladies, a faithful wife, or a faithful woman, or a faithful mother or grandmother. You might go into a profession and say, you know, a pastor or something like that. Those are all very noble. But listen to how Jehoshaphat describes Abraham. He says, to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever. You know, if you're on social media, there's a lot of times you're called part of the friends list. And so in my social media world, I have friends, and they were friends when I was in school. They were friends when I was young, and in church there are friends from college years. There's friends of when we lived in one part of the country or a different part of the country. There's all sorts of different friends, but they're not really friends that we have much conversation with. There's friends that you have computer communication with, but then you've got other friends, and you talk to them once in a while, and you celebrate maybe, you know, the time that you had one of my classmates passed away earlier this year, and a person that was his friend said, I was just with him and attended church with him not too long ago. And, you know, there's friends like that. You might think that when you're in the ministry that you have a lot of friends. I'll tell you, you generally have a lot of acquaintances. A friend is not just someone that you wave to whenever you see them or things like that. They're people that you have conversation with. They're people that you value and you want them to be a part of your life. And Abraham here is called God's friend. Someone that you walk with, you do life with, you face adversity with. You believe them when they tell you things. There's interaction. And I hope as you go throughout this week that if you've never been able to look at your relationship with God and say, He is God. He is Lord God Almighty. He is the God of heaven. He's the God over the nations of the earth. He's Lord over the spirit realm. He's Lord over intellectual prowess. He is Lord over my physical well-being. He's the lover of my soul. He's my friend. The Bible talks about a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And if you've ever been part of a healthy and vibrant church, you will find that you can have some relationships with people in the church that become like family. I recently had a conversation with a lady. She was part of our church for over a quarter of a century and had to move back up north, and that's where her family, her kids, and grandkids live, and so she had to move back up there. But while she was down here, my family was like her surrogate family, and my parents lived a long ways away, and my wife's parents lived a long ways away, and they were like surrogate parents to us. We celebrated family events. We'd get together and play some events. How would you describe your relationship with God? Could you describe your relationship with God as your God's friend? Because Jesus did not call the disciples just disciples or just followers or just believers. He didn't just call them servants. He called them his friends. Friends have things shared with them that other people don't get access to. A friend is there in good times and bad times. And I just love that. I have that highlighted here in my Bible. The descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever. Okay? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name. And so they said, we have taken the gift of this land that you have given to us as a fulfillment of your promise, and we live in it. And we have built a sanctuary, a place of worship. Solomon had built a temple according to the plans that David had built up. It was a place that they could come together and worship. It was a place that they could come together and give and sacrifice and hear from God. It was a place their sins could be forgiven. It was a place where they could encounter the glory of God. It's a place where the nation could be called together and they could hear a thus saith the Lord message. There, it was a time where they would gather several times a year and there would be celebrations. All of the people of Israel and Judah were supposed to travel and worship in Jerusalem. It was a place where God was supposed to be exalted, and it was a place where he was supposed to be honored and trusted. They said, we've taken what you've given to us, and we have built a place in it that is designed for you and your name to be exalted. A lot of times people want the gifts that God has for them, but they do not realize that we have the responsibility to, in faith, develop what God has given to us so that we can honor him and it would be known throughout the surrounding relationships that we have, that we are not a Christian in name only. We are Christian in our practice, and we are Christians in our worship. We have taken what God has given to us, and we want to honor him by making the most of what he has given into our hands. A lot of people simply have the mindset, all I want to do is go to heaven. That's it. If I can get into heaven, it's all good. Well, God wants to give you a gift. He wants to give you the gift of salvation, not just so that you can present your life back to him, but so that you can impact others. So Jesus tells the parable of a very successful businessman who had trained his servants, and he said, look, you've been faithful. I'm going to give you this much resource. I want you to make the most of that opportunity. And he takes that 10 and he makes another 10. And another servant, he entrusted 5, and that person made another 5. There was another servant, and he said, here, I'm giving you 1. And the guy went and hid it in the dirt. And when the master returned, he said, here's what you gave me. And there were not words of compliment that were bestowed upon him. He was actually determined to be wicked and removed. And they gave it to the person who had made the most out of the opportunity. See, I look at that and I see that the master, it wasn't just that he had servants, but he had people whom he had trained to operate in the same way that he operated, recognizing that the resources that he had entrusted into their hands was because he knew that they would treat those resources as his resources and they would make the most out of the opportunity. I believe that Merit Assembly of God has some great days ahead. I don't know that we will ever be one of the higher profile churches in the community, but I do believe that God still has a purpose for us to be a blessing, to be a blessing to our community, to be a blessing to the world, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family. And so we are not shrinking. We're actually stepping out in faith. And so we've got some exciting things that are going to be taking place in September. Because we're not just looking to hold on. We're looking to grow and make the most of what God has for us so that the name of God will be worshiped. Verse number 9, it says, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. As we come to the end of today's program, I can promise you that becoming a Christian does not eliminate problems from your life. It just gives you a whole new way to cope with those problems, and that is you allow those problems to drive you right into the presence of God. This problem wasn't going to be solved by our bigger army. This problem wasn't going to be solved by a new military strategy. This problem needed God and needed the presence of God. And I would encourage you, don't wait until you have a problem before you treasure the presence of God. Treasuring his presence is what our theme is for this year. And so we want to treasure his presence because we need his presence in good times. I made this statement to our church. We cannot exist without the blessing of God. We can't exist the way that we do without the favor of God, without being of one mind and in one accord. And we don't want God just on the tangent of our life. We want him as the core of our existence. And Jehoshaphat says, when problems arise, we know right what to do. We come to the house of God and we stand in your presence and we cry out in prayer to you. Man, that is a tremendous, tremendous strategy. I made the statement for decades now, I don't see how people make it without having a healthy church that is a very active part of their life. I really don't. You might do it. It just seems like they're much to miss out of life whenever you don't have that church relationship. I pray today that God will lead you to a place that you can come and you can worship God, not just when you have a problem, but you can worship God because he's already solved your sin problem. And he's already shown you, hey, I rule in heaven. I rule on earth. I rule over everything. There's not a problem I can't resolve. When you've got problems that are overwhelming you, you need a standard raised against that problem. And that standard is God. Father, I just pray right now that you will be honored in our life. God, I pray today that people would move from just having a servant mindset to having a mindset that they are a friend of God. I pray that you would be a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that we will as well. I pray that we would thrive in the house of God, Lord, that we would treasure your presence, and we would stand and know that you are going to solve our problems. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.